You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Locally, I think you mentioned something about this. Do you want to talk about this In-N-Out Burgers before I get going?
The double doubles and the animal style fries, Dom? Yeah, they're coming to the city of Denver now. Today, 10:30 a.m. when they crack the doors of the brand new In-N-Out Burger. Where is it at? 4597 North Central Park Boulevard, wherever
that is.
Yeah,
it's in the Central Park neighborhood. Used to be known as Stapleton neighborhood. Now it's the Central Park neighborhood.
Poor design, though. Only one drive-through lane. Seating for 84 guests inside, 44 people outside. But you know it's going to be crazy insane. I was reading the last few that opened here in Colorado. They were specifically talking about the Aurora location. They had people waiting there for 14 hours to get a cheeseburger. 14 hours. I'd imagine it'll be somewhat the same with this one, maybe. Or has the hype died down?
No, it'll be exactly the same.
Okay. Well.
The line that I wrote for it was, be prepared for long lines and heavy traffic caused by the lemmings.
Yeah. Sheeple.
People can look that up for themselves.
Yeah. I had In-N-Out once in San Diego, and it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to knock it.
I'm not going to sit in line for 14 hours either.
It's just not for me. But for some people, it's the greatest thing ever. I'm happy for you.
Live your life.
Live your life. You don't understand why I like Whataburger? I don't understand why you like In-N-Out. But you know what? They're both busy. They both do great business.
They sure do.
Hooray, America.
And BK is probably going to be wide open today. You can probably walk right up to the counter and get yourself a Whopper.
I like Whoppers.
Me too. Broiled, bro.
I like those, yeah. During his plagiarism trial in New York City, Ed Sheeran busted out his guitar and played some songs for the courtroom. I won't get into the whole thing about it, but let's just say there is no way this jury is going to find him guilty. A, he's too charming, and B, he has now given the jury a free show.
They're probably all swooning, too, like, oh, my God.
I'll bet the defense. No, wait a minute. He's the defense. I'll bet the plaintiffs are like, ugh.
Oh, his voice is so magical. Damn it.
We just lost the case.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we were talking the other day about Bed Bath & Beyond going out of biz. Brilliant marketing by a couple of major retailers. I don't know why I didn't think of somebody doing this because it's a great idea. Big Lots and the Container Store have announced they'll accept those big blue 20% off coupons from Bed Bath & Beyond for a limited time. Like Big Lots will take them until May 7th and the Container Store will let you use those through the end of May. What a great bit of marketing
for
those companies.
So good, isn't it? They'll sell a bunch of stuff. You know, they'll knock a couple bucks off some Tupperware and...
Yeah.
You know, that's great marketing. Good for them.
Oh, I think that was funny. News for nerds. Friday morning, I like to do some science stories for you. This one, I was feeling bad for the privately funded moon lander that crashed. They think it's crashed. They've lost contact. It's the first privately funded, ship to go to the moon. It was built. It's essentially a Japanese craft, and on board they had a rover that was built by an Arab country. So it was very, international. And the thing got a really cool picture of an Earthrise before they lost contact with it. So that is sad. But I say, roll your sleeves up, get back up there.
Red Rover, Red Rover, send the moon right over.
That's right. What else in science news? They think bugs are attracted to light bulbs simply because they are not that smart, and they think any bright light is in the direction of the sky.
Duh.
So they fly to lights because they think they're flying up into the sky.
They needed a study on this?
That's weird.
What's next? Why are bees attracted to yellow cars? It's because they think they're flowers. Stupid.
Maybe. Study this week on people who take selfies. I might save this for a future just topic for us. Why people take so many selfies. They say, we automatically, our knee-jerk reaction is that these people are just vain and just full of themselves. Mm-hmm. But they think it might be. I'm going to save that. That is another discussion for another time.
All right.
I'm going to save that. I like that. What else is trending?
Let's see here. You did that. Let's do kidney stones are trending this morning. If you've got small little kidney stones that you're dying to pass, they say go get on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at Disneyland. I guess people have been talking about this for quite a while as a cure. And there are studies out there that show that this roller coaster is an effective way to get rid of kidney stones.
Does it, like, shake them loose or something?
I guess, and the G-force or something just pushes them right out of you. This woman named Steph Fallon flew from Jersey to Disney World specifically to ride Thunder Mountain to pass her kidney stone. She rode it twice, sat in the back, because they say that's where you're supposed to sit.
Okay.
Went back to the airport, went home, and she passed the kidney stone.
And it couldn't have just been coincidence?
No. Like I said, multiple people have done this, and there's studies on it that Big Thunder Mountain Railroad gets people to pass kidney stones. While she was there, she even got a button from Disney that said, "I'm celebrating passing a kidney stone." So I guess Disney's even on board with this.
It couldn't be any roller coaster. It's just that one.
That one. Specifically how it whips you around.
Oh, God.
Which,
talk
side
about
note,
marketing.
Probably the one of the greatest rides at Disney. For sure. We were there last summer, and we rode that probably 10 times. Mm. It was one of those, we got there so early that we were able to ride it, and we got off, and we went right back in line and got on it again. It's such a good ride. So anyway, if you got kidney stones, make your way to Disney. There's a Christmas slasher movie coming out, Dom. It's called It's a Wonderful Knife.
I love that.
Play off of A Wonderful Life. Woman saves her town from a psychotic killer on Christmas Eve. But a year later, her life isn't great, and she wishes she wasn't born. Wah, wah, wah. And then there's like a parallel universe and all this kind of stuff.
I was reading the story to see if they had anything about who the cast might be, and I don't think they have that yet. So.
Oh, no, I didn't see that at all. And then I saw there's also another Winnie the Pooh movie coming out or something that's supposed to be like a rated R Christopher Robin murder mystery or some. I don't know.
I wrote the first three chapters of a book that was going to be the further life of Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, there you go.
Because you know how he inherits the chocolate factory? Well, I wrote a story, started it, where he's a young, like 20-something, and he's all disillusioned, and he's talking about all the crap that's going on in the chocolate factory and how Willy Wonka is like a drug addict and stuff like that.
That's good. Yeah, be rated R. Right on. Here's some good news floating around. Firefighters in Indiana truly saved a cat that was stuck up in a tree. The cat was there for 3 days. Kept climbing further and further up, but then it finally fell and they caught it in a net. But truly a story where firefighters saved a cat out of a tree. It's so good. There's this also a seventh grader in Michigan named Dylan. He got behind the wheel of his school bus on Wednesday after the driver got lightheaded and passed out. And this kiddo managed to stop the bus and nobody was hurt. Talk about like a true hero kid right there. That's really cool. And then this is great. Hyundai, however you pronounce it. They built a car that can drive sideways, Dom, and they can spin in place. That sounds fun right there. Just crank it all the way over and isn't that cool? But yeah, that'd be great for parallel parking, right?
Yeah, there've been a few. What do they call them? Like dream cars or whatever.
Yeah, they can do
prototypes that they've done where the wheels will turn completely 90 degrees.
Yep.
So you just pull up to a parking spot, turn those wheels, and you just slide sideways in.
Yeah.
Some people would still screw it up.
Yeah, I think so. The new EV Hummer has a feature called Crab Walk, that the way the wheels turn, you can kind of go at an angle when you're driving in slow situations, which is kind of cool. I want to play you some audio from this pizza commercial. Some new dude named Dan Oliver on the internet was having some fun with AI and GPT-4 and all these AI programs, whatever. But he did a full pizza commercial with AI. There's a video for it and audio. I have the audio. You want to hear it?
Please.
AI presented a pizza commercial.
Are you ready for best pizza of life? Bring friends down to Pepperoni Hug Spot. Our chefs make pizza with heart and special touch. Cheese, pepperoni, vegetable, and more secret things. Need delivery? Pizzas come fast. Knock, knock, who's there? Pizza magic. Eat Pepperoni Hug Spot pizza. Your tummy say thank you. Your mouth say, Pepperoni Hug Spot. It's like family, but with more cheese.
I love it.
It's like family, funny, but with more cheese.
It really is.
Although your family has more cheese than any family I've ever known in my life. You guys are like the cheesemeisters.
We got a lot of cheese. It wasn't that bad. I mean, kind of.
Listen, for a first, you know, go-round, hell yeah.
The thing, I posted it on our Facebook. If you watch the video of this and the AI people eating the pizza, there's something obviously off with all of their faces and how they're eating, and their eyes are in, like, different directions. And that's the best part.
But again, we're just getting started.
Just imagine
a year from now what it'll all be like.
That's right, man. All right, we can do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You may have heard this story before about a privately funded moon lander out of Japan. I did go ahead and post a picture right before this thing crashed on the moon. It's like an Earthrise. The Earth is peeking up just behind the moon. I'm telling you, man, it's one of those pictures that makes you feel so insignificant.
There you go.
We're just a little blue marble out there.
Hopefully it makes us appreciate the delicate little world we live on.
It's so true. But it is a beautiful photo from space, so check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.